Zakta Eilga Mishnah Vaita Mesechtes Nedarim Perikei Mishnah Vav Hamudar Anah Mecheveroi. Someone has been asked by a neder to have enough from someone else. V'ein loy ma yoichel. He doesn't have what to eat. So Reuven said, Shimon can't have any enough from him. But now Shimon is starving. And Reuven would love to help him, but there's the neder. Zakta Mishnah. Noisnei la'acher l'shum matana. Reuven can go and give his food to another person as a matana. V'haloi mutar ba. And then Shimon is allowed to eat it, because the food no longer belongs to Reuven. But you have to be sincere. You have to be real. Actually, the Gemara says chasuri mechasra. That means there are some words missing over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah at this point should read as follows. You can see it in the Batanura. V'im ha'chiach soifayal tchilasa. If we see from what comes out at the end, he shows us what his intention was at the beginning, that he was not sincere at all about giving this gift, aser, then it's aser. And to prove it, the Mishnah will tell us a story. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Maisa the Wastaka story, Be'echad, by a certain person, by an individual, Be'beis Chayrin, in the town of Beis Chayrin, Shehaya Aviv Mudur Himenu Ana, whose father was assured by a neder to have an awe from him. Voyamasiyaz Benai. And this son was marrying off his son. And he wanted the Zayda, he wanted the grandfather to be able to enjoy the Suda. So he said to his friend, Chatzar Usa'uda, the courtyard where this Suda will take place. And the Suda itself, Nesunim Lecha B'matana. I'm giving it over to you as a gift. But, don't get any smart ideas over here. Ve'enan lefenecha, they're only considered in your possession, Kedei sheyovai Abba, so that my father can come, V'yoichel imanu b'suda, and eat with us at the Suda. Amaloi, so his friend said to him, listen, Im shalihem, if they're really mine, Hareim mekudosha l'shamayim, then I am magdish the courtyard and the Suda to the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to test him, whether he really means it. Amalai, so the son said back to him, no, loina sati l'cha shalisha takdishim l'shamayim. I didn't give you what's really mine. You should be magdish it. No, I just want this to be some kind of a trick so that my father can come and eat. Amalai, so his friend said to him, meaning the one that was supposed to receive this so-called gift, he said to him, aha, so you understand. You're not giving me yours, Ella only. So you and your father will be able to eat together. And you'll make up amongst each other. And the Aveira that you're violating, and that's going to be on my head because I'm helping you do this. The Batanura explains, the problem is that he's telling him outright, I'm only giving it to you so father can come and eat. But if he would have said to him, listen, I'm giving it to you, and if you want, you can invite father. That would have been mutter. But he didn't say it that way. When this shayla came before the chachamim, Amru, they said, kol matan she'ena, any matana that's not a complete gift, shem higdisha, so that if the one who's receiving this matana would be magdishit, eino mekadeshes, if you're telling me, well, I gave it to him, but not really that he should be able to be magdishit, then eino matana, it's not called a matana. And it won't help for the nether. So it's just a trick. Now, there is something called a matan almanas lahachzir. Let's see, I can go over to you on the first day of Sukkot. You're going to give me your lulav and esrog. It has to be mine. And you give it to me as a gift on the condition that I return it to you. That works. Even though I'm supposed to return it. So how can you call it a gift? But when you give it to me, you're giving it to me belev shalom. I should be yaitza the mitzvah. You want it to be totally mine at that time. But when this person makes a condition over here and says, no, you can't be magdish it. So you don't mean it. So it's not a real gift. You're trying to somehow do some, what's called a harama, some kind of trick so your father should be able to come. Okay. So we learned in our Mishnah, if someone has been asked by a neder to have enough from someone else and he doesn't have what to eat, the one who made the neder, or the one that can't give the hana, he can give it to a third party, and the man who has been asked by the neder to eat can take it from that third party. But it has to be real. If we see at the end that he was not sincere, then it's not going to work. Like it once happened in Beis Chayrin, someone's father had been asked by a neder to have any anor from him, and the son was marrying off his son, and he said, "Oy vey, the zeder won't be able to come." So he said to his friend, "The courtyard where the feast will take place, and the food, I'm giving it to you as a gift." They say, "My father will be able to come." That was his kavana. And he says, "Sobeferish." He says, "I'm doing it so my father can come." So you're telling us, in other words, it's not a real gift. Now the Batanura says, if he said, "Listen, they're yours, and if you want, father can come and eat," that would be mutter. But here he's saying outright, "I'm only giving it to you so that father can come and eat. And it can come, he's allowed to walk in the chatzar and eat there." So his friend said to him, "Yeah, if they're mine, I'll be magdashit." So he said to him, "I didn't give it to you to be magdashit." So he told him, "Oh, so you're giving it to me as a trick. So you and your father will eat, you'll make up, you'll be over the neder, and I'm going to be responsible, because I'm helping you do an aveira." And the Mishnah concluded by saying that when this matter came before the Chachamim, they said that this friend is very smart. He realized the Matana was not sincere, and the halacha is taka that a Matana, where if that person would be magdashit, it would not be mekadeshes, that is not a Matana.